It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
If Wi-Fi knows about Tesla's 38 Vortex, then he'll be right there. Not only to take us out, but your partner's crew, too.
I demand to know what your plans are with me.
In due time. Mock me if you will, Controller, but soon you will be humbled by my power.
Your power? Do you mean Lister's power?
The day is approaching for a new galactic order, and you and the rest of the Federation will be the bottom dwellers.
All systems nominal. Good grief. Is this bucket gonna hold together?
Relax. I thought the same thing when I first met you.
And what's so funny?
Why, nothing, Katie.
Hurry, Nate! The Potomac is starting a gravitational spin!
Here. Stow this new module.
I hope your plan works!
Entry is 10 seconds.
As small as we are, we're still taking a pretty good beat. I'm really worried about Kate getting through this.
Captain, I don't think she's gonna make it.
She's gotta make it. She's got to.
And now, episode 49, The Trojan Horse.
Come on, baby, hold together.
Hull integrity critical.
All power off, zero thrust.
But, Captain...
Zero thrust. Now.
Zero thrust.
Retract thruster pods. We need to go to minimum profile.
Retracting. Going to minimum profile signature. Power off.
You still praying, Hawk?
We both are, Rogers. You just take care of business up there, and we'll take care of business back here.
ETA to exit.
30 seconds. Sir, its vortex diameter is collapsing.
We'll make it. Hull integrity.
No change. Holding at critical. 25 seconds to exit. We are going to make it.
I hope you're right, Hawk.
It's not up to me, Rick. It's in much bigger hands. Trust your instincts. 20 seconds. Hull integrity has dropped 2% more.
We're not going to be able to take much more of this. Come on, baby. You can do it. Carlos, you copy this?
That's an affirmative, Tron, amigo. We're holding tight down here. You better get us through this. I strike it myself.
Working on it.
Exit collapsing.
Punch it. Full hyperdrive. Now.
Full power. We made it. We made it.
Of course we did. Never had a doubt.
Whew. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
We're definitely not going back that way. You're right about that. Tesla 38 just collapsed.
Carlos, everyone okay down there?
A couple of my guys using most of your barf bags. Other than that, we should be good to go.
Copy that. Deka, resume normal profile and navigation.
Copy. Thrusters extending. Profile normal. Setting course for Latumis.
I think it's time to make that call.
If they want to talk, they can call me.
Make the call, Rick.
You want to remind me again why I brought you two along?
Because you're going to need us, whether you agree or not. Now, make the call.
Captain, Bat 1 is relative 330 degrees. Azimuth, minus 20 degrees. At current speeds, rendezvous is not possible.
Make the call.
All right, all right. Bat 1, Prometheus with you. Clear Tesla Vortex. Over.
Prometheus, this is Bat 1. Really didn't expect to hear from you. Over.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Bat 1. Tell Barnes and Nelson all are safe. Over.
Copy that. This is Witt. We were certain that ship was too big for 38. How'd you make it through? Over.
BZK. Over.
We have radar contact. You'd be doing everyone a favor by staying back and letting us do our job. Over.
No offense, Major, but you're gonna need help. Over.
The last thing we need is a bunch of trigger-happy gunslingers starting a galactic war. You copy?
I have a crew of highly trained operatives. You just take care of your jarheads, and we'll be fine. Now, you're gonna need help getting close to the Potomac. Over.
Well, since you just stumbled into this sector like a bull in a china shop, they have to know we're here now. Just what are you proposing, Prometheus? Over.
Reduce your speed and let us catch up with you. I've got a plan to get us right up to the Potomac's belly.
My lord, We've just picked up a signature, but...
But what?
It's just appeared, out of nowhere. It doesn't make any sense. If it were in stealth mode, why would it just reveal itself?
What is in that sector?
Deep space. Why am I showing nothing?
Bring up your display to the strategy console. 3D mode. Do we have any old overlays?
The data folder shows three.
The oldest?
25 years.
Overlay that one onto the projection. No, this is not possible.
My lord, what is that?
That is the Tesla Vortex, closed by the IDF years ago for being unstable. The last time I took a ship through there, it nearly ripped us to shreds.
Vessel identified as commercial cargo. Bearing 220 at minus 32 degrees azimuth. Present course appears to be the penal colony.
There is no logic in this. Why would a cargo ship risk the 38 Vortex, bound for a colony that doesn't really exist anymore? I want four of my best fighters scrambled for intercept.
Aye, my lord. Alpha Team, first squadron, scramble for intercept. Alpha Team, first squadron, scramble for intercept.
Let me know when pre-launch vacuum is achieved.
Aye, lord.
The Potomac is scrambling fighters.
Good. That must mean the cavalry's on its way.
The what?
Sorry. The Skip and I like to watch old Earth movies. That just means help's on the way. How many scrambled?
I don't see any heat signatures yet. They're just starting to depressurize the launch bay. What do we do if it's the IDF?
There's only a handful of them on here. Mostly techs. We overpower them.
You mean eviscerate?
We overpower them and break from the Potomac. We'll need to keep one of them alive. Have them tell Wi-Fi they need to test fly the Mercury after fixing it.
Then we eviscerate him.
Remind me never to get on your bad side.
And if it's the captain?
We hold tight. I'm sure he'll have a plan.
I hope it's the IDF.
All right, gentlemen. Here's the situation. Radar shows the Potomac at 040 degrees and plus 32 degrees azimuth. At hyperdrive, we can approach with a safe distance in just a few minutes.
If they see you coming, it's game over.
We'll need to put together a plan to... Wait, one... The Potomac just launched four fighters.
That means they're onto us. Time for planning is over.
Listen up. This is what we're going to do. We'll remain stealth radar. We'll keep our distance from you. Let them escort you back to the Potomac. Copy?
Yeah, you want me to surrender like a canary to a cat.
Give them a chance, Rick. Major. Kate Hawk, over.
Copy you, Hawk. So we meet again. Over.
This time you better watch your own six. Are you planning to approach the Potomac in stealth mode? Over.
Roger that.
And just what do you expect me to do while you sneak up on Wi-Fi? Over.
The same thing you do when the IDF pulls you over for a contraband search. Stall and be your own charming self. You copy that?
Copy that.
So what is your plan, Major? Over.
We went through this drill once before when we came to bail you out the first time. We'll go in at stealth mode, with all the electronics off, except for our stealth shield. Over.
But won't that leave some kind of electronic signature? Over.
That's affirmative, but with the Prometheus there, we're hoping you can cloak our signal with some interference. We'll use you as a shield as we get closer. Continue your course to Latumus, await the fighters, and cooperate. We can continue to communicate here on TACCOM 2. Out.
My lord, vessel transponder identifies it as the Prometheus, a medium cargo ship.
Scan for their records in the IDF database.
Records indicate that the Prometheus is considered a suspected smuggling vessel. They show several violations of the IDF trafficking laws. Their license to operate was suspended last year. This shows their first run for the Federation. Destination Latumus.
Violations against the IDF. Perhaps I might like this captain. Hail them on all frequencies.
Respond to intergalactic frequency 1-2-2.
Tika, you'll have to take this. They know all our voices.
What do I say? If they know our call sign, they'll know I'm not the captain.
I repeat, cargo vessel Prometheus. This is the destroyer Potomac. Respond on intergalactic frequency 122.50, over.
Well, they'll sure as crawl know that I'm not the captain.
Tika, you can do this. You probably really run this ship anyway.
True. Calling craft. Say again. Over.
This is Destroyer. Potomac, standby.
This is Lord Zokar, Chancellor to the Supreme Controller Lister. You are entering Rage territorial space. What is your intention?
Potomac, this is the Prometheus. We are on a regular resupply mission to the penal colony. Over.
And with whom do I have the pleasure?
This is Tika Springs, acting captain.
And where is your captain?
What should I say?
Tell him that your captain is being detained by the IDF for suspicious crimes against the IDF.
How did you know?
I didn't.
I will ask you again. Where is your captain?
Potomac, the captain is currently under house arrest for suspicion of crimes against the Federation. I have been appointed to make this supply run.
To where?
To the penal colony on Latumas.
That's very strange. Why would the IDF send you to Latumas, knowing that it is now in the hands of Rage?
We've been at space for 2 months. No one ever notified us of any changes.
And why use the 38?
That vortex nearly killed us. I've never piloted in this area. I guess the chart I had was out of date.
My fighters will escort you. If you resist, you will be destroyed.
Four fighters are en route. I've identified the vessel as the Prometheus.
Captain must have cashed in on a favor to get that one.
So you think it's him?
I'm betting my life on it.
As well as mine.
Don't worry, Sheena. I can take care of you.
Don't even think about it, you disgusting smooth-skinned mammal.
Smooth skin? Why, Sheena, I didn't even think you'd noticed. Look, we need to get ready. We better totally gear up in case of depressurization. Weapons charged?
Everything is charged. O2 supplies, 30 minutes max.
All right, we'll go visors up until we know what's going on for sure. I have a gut feeling that we're expendable.
You think? We were expendable before we even got here.
I'm talking about the ship. My gut tells me that with another cargo vessel on the way, the Mercury is of no further use to Wi-Fi.
My gut is telling me something, too.
What's that?
It's saying, Sheena, feed me. I'm hungry. And you're starting to look pretty good to me.
I'm flattered. Maybe you should go with visor down.
Your gut does not lie, First Mate. The holding bay is being depressurized. Sensors indicate no one else on board. I think we're going to be released.
You head for the flight deck. I'll go install the module.
Major, what's happening now?
It appears that the Prometheus is under fighter escort. We'll follow, but stay back.
Why is this so familiar?
Well, like Yogi said, it's deja vu all over again.
Isn't that a bit redundant?
You'd have to know, Yogi. So, same plan as before?
We have an old adage, Jim. Fool me once and shame on you. Fool me twice.
And shame on me. So what's the plan then?
Well, whatever it was, it's about to change. Radar indicates a vessel emerging from the Potomac. Make that three. One is definitely the Mercury. The other are small, possibly fighters.
Barnes, is there anything you can do with your bionic plate?
I'm out of range. Can you scan all frequencies without giving away our position?
Can't risk it. Maintain silence.
What's happening now?
We're being invited to the party, whether we want to go or not.
Captain, you're going to want to see this. The radar is showing one heavy and two lights exiting the Potomac.
That's got to be my ship. Please tell me the other two aren't fighters.
It appears so.
Why the concern? Maybe they're there to make sure the Mercury clears the ship.
Oh, it's going to clear it all right. Clear it right into the Latumas atmosphere in a raging ball of fire.
Is this the end for Rick's ship, the Mercury, and his pilot and first officer? How will they avoid certain death in a fireball re-entry? Find out in the final episode of Season 2 of the Hawk Chronicles, The Winds of War.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday, Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat-Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.